Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. What a thrill to be here at Mount Calvary Community Church on this beautiful Sunday morning. All of you have your Thanksgiving holiday week plans. I know there will be goodies out there to be had on this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Some folks, I don't know. Miss Ruby, you're going to do that all-night shopping again? Maybe. You never know. You never know over there what's going to happen. We have things to be thankful for. If you'll please turn in your hymnals to hymn number 52. I love this chorus. I love this chorus. It's right out of Scripture, the Old Testament. They that wait upon the Lord, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. I'm going to ask you to just stay seated. We're going to, except for Kevin. Kevin needs to stand because he sounds better when he stands, don't you think so? Yeah. I've listened to him sitting. He sounds better standing over there, Terry.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
I know that there was a survey done some years back, not long. Matt keeps looking at me when I say some years back, and he kind of chuckles. We have some things coming up here in December which are going to hopefully thrill your heart. I believe Matt's leaving about Wednesday. He's going to be back around the 12th, 13th of December. On the 14th of December, we're going to have our little Christmas celebration service, we call it here. We're going to reveal our secret prayer partners, somebody been praying for if you decided to do that last year. And also on that day, Brother Matt's going to come share the word with you. So trust me, folks, that young man has the warmest spirit of anyone that I've met. So he's just a wonderful saint of God. Also on that evening, he is going to Brother Lou's church, Oakton Baptist concert. Is that true? He's either cooking dinner, he's doing picking up trash, or he's going to share music. I'm not sure. One of those items over there. But I believe that'll be about 6 o'clock on that Sunday night over at Brother. And we'll announce that. And so make sure if you can, come on out and hear Brother Matt on that 14th of December. We're looking forward. I'm going to be here with feet up and just enjoying Brother Matt sharing the Word of God with us. Some years ago, when asked the question to men alone, what do you think about when you think about the Thanksgiving holiday? I know this is going to shock you, all your spiritual answers you'd come up with out there. Football. How many games are going to be shown on Thursday? I know those college games, the pro game. When asked only women, what do you think about during that Thanksgiving holiday season? I know this is going to shock you, but the word was
Black Friday.
Shopping. Ruby is still on the fence. She hadn't decided about whether she's going to go out. You know, a couple years back, she says, what are you doing? She says, I'm going out at midnight, going to do that all night shopping. And I was just happy that it wasn't a Saturday night she decided to do that. Coming in bleary-eyed for Sunday morning service would have been difficult. But when people were gathered together, both men and women, and the same question was presented to them, the response overwhelmingly was to share a meal with family and friends. To share a meal with family and friends. To have the opportunity just to gather together. And whether you'll have turkey or ham or whatever meal that you may decide to make. Whether you decide to do something out of the tradition and go somewhere and help serve, I'm always amazed when I hear Gay Shane's prayer request with her many, many, many offspring about how they are making decisions when they finish school to go out and to visit all the ends of the earth. It thrills my heart, and I know Gay is very concerned about the safety, but I also am thrilled about people who have a burden laid upon them that they just want to go where God wants them to go and share this great news. Football, shopping, but to share a meal with friends, with family, to be thankful for what God has done for us. That's what Thanksgiving is. And I believe it's a time of year that people need to be assured that God is still in control. I love the prayer requests when they come in. Concerns about health issues, and it just touches our hearts. People who've lost loved ones, people. But then at the same times, I love those prayer requests when they're just about the details of our life. A cat in a hat or a cage or wherever the cat's going to go. You know? Oh, cat in a cage. I thought it was cat in a hat. I'm regressing now back to my... You know why? Because it means something to you. And I serve a God who loves me. I need to be assured that my picture is in his billfold. I need to know that although we face challenges and although there are people under the sound of my voice this morning who are dealing with things, with stuff. And they need to be assured that God is still in control, that he still cares, that he still loves you, loves you, loves you. Just quickly to share, in Jeremiah, I am the Lord, the God of every person on the earth. Nothing is impossible for me. In the 27th Psalm, the Lord is my light and the one who saves me. So why should I fear anyone? The Lord protects my life. So why should I be afraid? And in the scripture that is found in the book of Isaiah, there are certain scriptures that you can just kind of get a hold of them. Put them in your heart. When there are challenges, when you're facing items, and for some reason over the last couple of weeks, people have been sharing me about the challenges they have in their life, about the fear of whether it's surgery, whether it's decisions that have to be made, whether it's family situations that just, there will not be an answer unless God steps in and brings forth an answer. And then I read in the 54th chapter in the 10th verse. The mountains may disappear and the hills may come to an end, but my love will never disappear. My promise of peace will not come to an end. May the Heavenly Father add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. God, prepare our minds, hearts for just these few minutes so we can each one as individual receive that special gift you have for us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people said amen. Amen. What a thrill it is to share with somebody that God is still on the throne. I like things that I can count on. I like coming in on a Sunday morning, seeing smiles, enjoying handshakes, hugs. I enjoy the laughter that we share. I enjoy the tear that God brings to my heart when I am moved by hearing those special requests. I enjoy the cup of coffee that Don will bring to me. I know he's brought it because it has the same residue from last week. It's right here on the back. You can see it from that side. And I know when I walk in and Don brings me this cup of coffee, it's going to be a good Sunday. And I know later this week when I walk to my parents and they will share those wonderful little tidbits of love and joy that they have for each other. And as soon as I hear those things going on, I know it's going to be okay. And you have things in your life that you can rely on. You know that's just the way it's going to be. And that's okay. I like things that I can simply count on. And the thing that I can count on the most is God is still in control. On Sunday mornings, I would walk in some years ago. Before Miss Ruby had this wonderful class called the God's Girls, Evelyn would walk in. And the first phrase that would come out of her mouth when I would say, "Good morning, Evelyn. How are you today?" She would respond with a joyous, "I am happy in the Lord." And you could count on it. Oh, what strength it brought to my soul. And then when she would leave, she would always whisper something to me and share. And when she first started to say this, I didn't quite understand because she would say, "I'm still in the balcony." I said, "Evelyn, what do you mean by you're still in the balcony?" She says, "Well," she said, "Charlie, God has His hand upon you. He has given you within your heart a message to share. But you're going to need people that are in the balcony just praying for you. Just lifting you up. You're going to have troubles. You're going to have trials. You're going to have temptations. You're going to have things that come against you. You're going to have challenge after challenge. But just know that I'm still in the balcony. I am still in the balcony." Wow. If you want to stand a little taller, if you want to feel within your heart of hearts that God has you in the place that you should be, you have a dear saint of God say words of encouragement over you. Oh. I read in a book one time, Corrie Ten Boom, wonderful, wonderful. And she said when you're on a train and you head through a tunnel and it gets dark, do you jump off the train? No. You sit and trust that the engineer will take you back through the tunnel into the light. So the next time that you're disappointed, the next time that things are going rough, the next time you have questions, the next time that you feel that you're in the darkness in the tunnel, don't panic. Don't give up. Just be patient, patient, and let God prove to you that He is still on the throne. I'm going to close with Winston Churchill. I read this story and I just love it. It is said that he pretty much planned his whole funeral out. The funeral took place in the St. Paul's Cathedral. And it is said that he included many of the great hymns of the church. He said, but at the end, after the benediction, he had something that was a little different. He had a bugler stand way up in the top of that cathedral. And he had that bugler play taps, which is a universal sign that the day is over. And as soon as that bugler hit the last note, he put a little different spin on it. And out of the other side of that cathedral, he had another bugler immediately come in with reveille. Reveille. It is time to get up. It is time to get up. It is time to get up in the morning. God never ends on a bad note. He never leaves you in that time of darkness. And my friend, if you want a way to share your faith, if you want a way to share with those that are going through struggles, you in some way, some shape, some form, whether it's a card, whether it's a basket, whether it's an angel off a tree, or whether it's just simply you stating the words, my God is still in control. And I trust that you will find the joy of thanksgiving in your heart. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have sung praises to your name. We have lifted up our prayer request unto you. We have given thanks unto you for what you're doing in our lives. Heavenly Father, we especially this week ask for the safe traveling, mercies for so many who'll be on the roads there, the challenges, the weather that may come. Keep your angels surrounding us and be your will. Bring us back in to your house to sing praises unto you with a joy in our hearts, with a spirit of thanksgiving and grace, because we know and we thank you for still being in control. We ask this in Jesus' precious name.